Well, today, August 19th, is the feast day of the great St. John Eudes, priest and great spiritual writer, great devotee of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And he comes from really a great French Catholic tradition. There are so many wonderful saints from France. If you want to read and study any of the great saints, I'd recommend starting with some of the great saints from France, like St. Louis, Marie de Montfort, St. John Eudes, St. Peter, Julian, Aimard, or St. Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Bernadette, St. John Vianney, St. Therese, the Little Flower. See, the Catholic tradition of France is amazing. And I hope that you will delve into this incredible French spirituality, which really grew out of trying to defeat Jansenism. Jansenism was that heresy that really kept God at such a distance and said that God was very harsh and unmerciful and unforgiving. And so these saints were trying to combat Jansenism. And they talk so much about the love of God, God's love for us and devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus or to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So let's look for a few moments at the life and writings of St. John Eudes, born in the year 1601. He lived to be almost 80 years of age. He died in 1680. He's born and raised in the Normandy area, which of course had become very famous in different battles, as well as the area where the magnificent Mont Saint-Michel is, and not too far from Lisieux, where St. Therese would be born and raised. St. John was the oldest of seven children, born into a farming family. His parents wanted to have him have a good education, so he was educated by the Jesuits. And then after his education, he joined the Oratorians. The Congregation of the Oratory was ordained a priest at the young age of 24. And during the first few years of his priesthood, he really took care of the victims of the plague, caring for the sick and the dying. But then he began to go around preaching with his order. They sent him on different missions of preaching, and he was known to be an excellent confessor as well. During his life, they estimate he gave over 100 parish missions, which again is a great accomplishment because some of these missions would last for weeks or even months, where he would go to a particular church or parish or diocese and spend many weeks preaching, sometimes 3, 4, 5 times a day, hearing confessions, doing these parish missions. And he realized that in going around the country, that of course the biggest heresy of the day was Jansenism. So he tried to really defeat this heresy by promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Because in promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart, you see the Lord's heart, which is inflamed with love for us and how much Jesus suffered for us and his incredible love. And this helped to defeat Jansenism. And this tender devotion to our Blessed Mother through her immaculate and sorrowful heart. He also realized that the only way to convert a country is the conversion of the clergy and the renewal of the clergy. And so he decided the Lord is calling him to establish seminaries and bring about reform of the seminaries and reform of the clergy. So he did these things, gave parish missions and established seminaries. But because this was really not the main work of his own order, he was called by God to establish his own order called the Congregation of Jesus and Mary, also known as the Eudists. So the Congregation of Jesus and Mary would do two things: preach, give parish missions, and conduct seminaries for the training and education of seminarians and the clergy. But also something happened in some of his areas that he was visiting. He noticed there were many immoral areas, places of prostitution. So he established an order of nuns to help rescue the women of the streets, the prostitutes, to get them out of this immoral lifestyle, and get them back to their families, back to the good graces of God. So the Congregation of Our Lady of Refuge was started by St. John Eudes, which later on will become the Good Shepherd Sisters. He died, again, almost 80 years of age, after almost 50 years as a priest of preaching and doing spiritual writing. He was beatified in 1909, canonized in 1925, and he's been declared the Apostle of the Sacred Heart of Christ. So when we look at his life, we see he was one of the great Catholic reformers of the 17th century, and basically just about the year he died, St. Louis de Montfort was born, and so he would continue the work of St. John Eudes. St. Louis de Montfort would continue to fight Jansenism and promote tender and true devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And Pope Pius X called St. John Eudes the Apostle and Doctor of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. So I'd encourage you today to pray for seminarians, pray for priests through the intercession of St. John Eudes, as well as have great devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And if you haven't done the enthronement, make sure you get beautiful images of the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart, get them blessed, and do the consecration and the enthronement of the two hearts in your home. And we all now ask St. John Eudes, pray for us.